As part of a larger effort to reform LA County jails, today Sheriff Lee Baca announced for the first time publicly that he is committed to closing down Men's Central Jail, the largest jail in the world. The jail has been criticized in the past for inmate abuse and unsanitary conditions, and Sheriff Baca admits that changes need to be made to other jails as well.
What do you do with a person when they're in jail? You're going to just leave them in there and not give them any help mentally? We believe in educating people to the extent that they reinvent what they are as a human being, and then they go out and they're more trustworthy.
Serious crimes like rape, murder, and theft have been declining in LA County since 2000. Yet more people than ever are being incarcerated. Margaret Winter, the associate director of the ACLU National Prison Project, points to the reason.
Why are these numbers so vast? It's because we incarcerate millions of people for low-level, non-violent offenses.
Prison expert Dr. James Austin was appointed by Sheriff Baca to find out how to safely reduce the rising prison population. Austin says one problem is the jails fill up with people waiting for their trials.
They cannot get out because they can't raise the bail. The bails are very high here in Los Angeles County. So what's blocking them is not their risk level, it's not the charge, it's the bail amount, and they just can't raise the money.
Austin says that low-risk offenders should be free until their trial. Low risk is someone judged unlikely to commit another crime and who is not violent. Austin says education programs in prison are a better option. After completing their educational programs, low-risk offenders will be under community supervision by parole and probation agents. The ACLU and Sheriff Baca agree on Austin's recommendations and the need to safely close down Men's Central Jail. Baca wants to use the Austin report as a roadmap for reducing mass incarceration, but he'll need the support of the LA County Board of Supervisors, LA courts, and local government. Trisha Tonko, Annenberg Radio News.